Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I was just speaking to somebody, but I got disconnected. I am calling from the Providence Home Depot store 4285. I have a customer who had an installation on a dishwasher tonight, and she just called into the store saying that it is not working.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take a look. Let's get this taken care of. What's the customer's PO number?
854-357-66.
854-357-66?
66, yes.
And your name?
Noella.
Noella?
Yeah.
Okay, Noella. And... well, this is pulling up an Amazon order for me, so I know that's not correct. What is the customer's phone number on the order?
401-787-7295.
401-787-7295. Just waiting on it to upload.
Okay.
Okay, for Suzanne, last name is KAPRIELIAN at 57
yes.
Arlington Avenue, Unit 1, Providence, Rhode Island.
Uh-huh. Correct.
And what's the issue that's going on?
She said she had her installation tonight, and the installer told her it worked properly, it worked fine, but... She wants to use it, it's not working. She feels it has something to do with the installation. She said the buttons are like blinking and like beeping and no water's coming out.
Is she receiving an error code?
She didn't mention any error code.
Is she on the line?
No, I can call her back.
Okay, because we need to know if it's an error code, because if she's receiving an error code, it has nothing to do with the installation. It will be the actual product itself. And then Geek Squad would have to check that out for her. So I need to know if she's getting the error code.
All right. Let me call her on the other phone. Give me 1 second. All right. 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Suzanne. Sorry to bother you. I have XPO on the other phone. They just want to know, are you getting an error code? Okay. So it's like... okay. All right. Yeah, that's all I wanted to know, if it said error or something. Okay. Yeah, sorry to keep calling. As soon as I get more information from them, I will definitely call you back. I'm on the phone with them now. Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
No error code.
No error code. Okay. That's what we needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I need to do is get her. a service call set up. So the lights are blinking. No water is coming into the machine. She's not getting anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just copying all of the information over, store information, and then we'll move over to the customer's information.
I have it in Millwork. I need the new battery. Well, I'm on the phone right now. So I'll put a new battery and bring it after. All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Now, do the customer have an alternate phone number of the 401-787-7295? It's the best number to reach them.
That is the only number.
Okay.
What is it? Aisle 49, I believe. Down aisle 1.
49?
Yep.
And Noella, how do you spell your name?
N-O-E-L-L-A.
N-O-E-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, the first available is a on the 28th.
The 28th. What should I add? Four more days.
Yes. Today is Thursday, so the first available is going to be Monday.
Okay. I will have to grab that. I'll let her know.
Okay. And if it doesn't work, she can always call us to change that date. So let's get this
book. Okay.
One moment.
All right.
Just a second, and I'll give you that order number.
Yep.
Okay, so the external number will remain the same, which is the 42855435766, but the DMS order number is going to be 06, C as in Charles, B as in boy, 68, E as in Edward, C as in Charles.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
Nope, that is all. Thank you so much for your help.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPOU. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.